mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I often feel like death, a awful wonder to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, do you ever feel like dancing when you hear that song? Da 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 da. Have you thought of anything for a story with the second King Friday in it? Have you been thinking about that? I'll get the marionette. Remember, I left it over here. The King Friday marionette.
Well, I'm very glad to see you today.
I'd like to make King Friday talk. Yeah. That's what he could do. Da 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 da. Oh, would you look and see who's at the door, please? Somebody at the door, King Freddy.
I will answer the door then.
Okay. Mrs. McFeely.
How do you do, Mrs.
Hello,
McFeely? Mrs.
Oh,
McFeely.
Why, King Friday, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Hello?
Very good. Come in. It's a surprise to see you, my friend.
Well, I have a little surprise for you. Our grandson made a movie of David, and it is so funny that I really wanted you to see it. I was on my way to the library, and I thought, drop by with that film and show Mr. Rogers and his friend.
Good for you. Do you have a hand that you could hold this while I...
Sure. I've never held a marionette before.
Bring
that's what it's
fifth.
Called, isn't it?
Yep. Right there. That's good. I'll put it on picture-picture. You want to sit down?
Thanks.
You can watch it right here.
King Friday, you could sit on my lap. A king on my lap.
You're right. You say it's a film of Mr. McFeely cutting the grass?
Yes, sir, but it's a very fast film.
Oh, one of those... Okay. Well, I'll press the button and have picture-picture show us the film of Mr. McFeely cutting the grass.
Well, you know, David's trying to slow down, and he really doesn't move that fast.
I guess not.
But we thought that was funny. I have my hands full with my book and these books and this marionette and my pocketbook. Can you
go? Let me take it.
Is he okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Thank you for bringing that. Does he really
You're
like
welcome.
To cut the grass?
Oh, he loves to cut the grass. I like to cut the grass, too, so we take turns.
Oh, good. Where are you off to?
I'm off to the library. I have these books on mushrooms. Would you like to see them by any chance? Maybe you and your friend
would
be interested.
Wait till I hang this up again.
I've been doing some research on mushrooms. Very interesting mushrooms.
Research? What does that mean?
Research means you're searching around to know about mushrooms.
Oh, good. Where should we look in here?
Well, there are so many different kinds. You could open the book almost anywhere. And you could see a lot of different things.
I didn't realize that there were so many different kinds of mushrooms.
Sure, there's some that are little, sort of little and chubby, and some that are on big, tall stalks.
Well, these are things to look carefully at.
Sure, see, these have sort of bumpy tops on one side.
Oh, look at those.
They're delicate, they're little.
Look like flowers.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are growing plants. Some of them you can eat, and some of them you can't eat. Gotta know the difference.
Yeah, some are poisonous, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at those. It's ridges.
Yeah. Things at the library, aren't there?
Oh, Mr. Rogers, every time I go to the library.
Exotic mushrooms.
Exotic, that means very special, different kinds. Every time I go to the library, I can't believe how many things there are to learn. I want to go and learn some more things, Mr. Rogers.
Great. Well, thanks for bringing some of them to us.
You're welcome. I like to share things with you and your friend.
Give my best to Mr. McFeely.
Okay, have
a
good day.
When you see him, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lively lady, Mrs. McFeely. Why, what a busy day. Knock on the door, ring on the phone. Coming. Hello. Hi, Mr. McFeely. Just saw you cutting the grass. No, the film. Yes, she did. You really don't do it that fast, do you? No, I know you're trying to slow down. Yeah. Yeah, well, I really liked it. Thank you. Okay. Hope to see you soon. Bye-bye. Well, now I have some other ideas for make-believe. You could have King Friday being interested in the other King Friday marionette. And we could have Mr. McFeely cutting the grass. And we could have something about a mushroom. Okay? All right, let's just set you right over here and get the trolley. Trolley? Why don't we start out with King Friday being very much interested in that marionette that looks something like him. Okay? You ready to have some make-believe with me? Trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Stop, trolley. Show it to trolley, Mr. Brown, and see what it does. You see?
I think it's very confusing, King Friday.
Oh, I can't wait to confuse some others, Mr. Brown. Now, why don't you go up those steps over there and make that marionette come right down here beside me.
Okay, King Friday?
Yes. I'll just stand back here and make it talk. Let's see what happens now. Can you bring him down? Oh, good. Yes. Now, how do you do, King? I'm fine. How are you? Excellent. Oh, my, this is fun. Now, I'll hide and see what happens.
Uncle Friday?
Yes, Niece Everly.
Well, it's nice to see you walking in the garden.
A beautiful day in this neighborhood.
A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Of course I'll be your neighbor after I take a fly.
A fly?
Yes, here I am.
Uncle Friday!
Flying around. Flying in my garden.
Are you sure you...
Yes. That's fine. Flying.
Uncle Friday,
yes.
This is amazing.
Yes, well, I told you it was a beautiful day.
But you never told me that you could fly.
Would you care to tell others about your uncle's extra talent?
I certainly would.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Friday?
Yes?
You look... How shall I say this? You look different.
Oh, well, people usually do change when they learn to fly.
Oh, of course. I guess they would.
Yes.
Now, who can I tell this to?
That looks like Mr. McFeely over there by the museum go-round cutting the grass.
Oh, fine. I'll tell him.
Yes, very good. Won't he be surprised?
I bet he will.
Yes. Farewell, Miss Evelyn. Is she gone? Come down, Mr. Brown. Come down, Mr. Brown. Oh, lovely poem. Come down, Mr. Brown. Oh, you see, it's working. Now, you know what to do when they all come back.
Oh, the king will fly, Your Majesty. You can be sure of that.
This one. Very good. Yes, very good.
Mr. McFeely, you are not going to believe what I have to tell you.
Well, try me out.
Well, first, stop mowing. Mr. McFeely, this is really important.
Well, you've invented a new type of grass that doesn't grow.
Oh, no. Mr. McFeely, I've just discovered something about my Uncle Friday that nobody else knows.
He has two hairs instead of one.
No, this is really unbelievable.
Well, he's going to have a costume party at the castle, is that
no,
it?
No.
What is going on out here?
Hi, Lady Elaine. I was just about to tell Mr. McFeely something about my uncle. When I tell you, you just will not be able to believe it.
Okay, what did he give himself today?
No. I've just discovered that Uncle Friday knows how to fly.
To fly?
Yes, to fly.
Okay, what kind of an airplane did he give himself?
No airplane at all. He himself flies.
You mean he just takes off and flies up into the air?
Yes, I wouldn't have believed it myself, but I saw it. I was at the castle, and I wouldn't have believed it, but I saw it.
Well, he's pulling the wool over your eyes, sweetie. That's what he's doing. There's a trick to it somewhere. I want to see that flighty king myself.
Well, he said that anyone who wanted to could come over.
Well, I'll just take some time out for my mowing and come with you already.
Sure. Come along, McFeely. You can mow any time, but you can't always see a lofty monarch.
That's right.
On your mark, get set. I won.
Thanks for saying go, Lady Elaine.
That's my way, dear.
You certainly are quick, Lady Elaine.
A speedy delivery. Ah.
Oh, he's coming.
Why, Friday, you look so much taller and so much older.
Well, I have discovered the secret of flying, Fairchild.
That would be enough to age and lengthen anyone, Lady Elaine.
Mr. McFeely, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I suppose you have come to see me fly.
They didn't believe me when I told them, Uncle Friday.
Well, you know, it is difficult to believe.
Mm-hmm. Get on with it, Friday. It had better be good.
Would you like to witness a short flight or a long flight?
Stop stalling, Friday. Who cares whether it's short or long? All we want to do is see you get off the ground. Then I'll find out your trick.
No trick at all. You just put your foot up like this, and then you put your other foot up like this, and then...
See, Lily? See, Mr. McFeely?
Why, he's really up.
Why, I'm speechless.
Why, that old geezer's got something.
How do you like it, friends?
Oh, speechless, King Freddy. I can't say a word, just speechless.
Oh, I doubt that, McFeely.
Wouldn't that be great for my speedy delivery service?
Oh, especially in bad traffic.
Yes.
I think perhaps I'll come down now.
Truly amazing, Uncle Friday.
It surely is. How do you do it?
Nothing to it, Lady Elaine. Just one foot up, and then the other foot up, and...
Wait a minute. Come here a little closer. A little closer, dear. I thought so. I thought there were some strings attached to you.
No strings attached to me, friend.
What is
it? I don't know.
That's what you did.
Come down, Bob Brown. Come down, Bob Brown. Oh, it's a lovely day. Oh, what a lovely day. Yes, a good joke.
I didn't think it was so funny. You didn't fool me long.
You sure fooled me, Uncle Friday. I was certain it was you who was flying all this time. It was you, Bob Brown.
With these strings, you can make any puppet fly.
Well, that's very clever, Mr. Brown. Very clever.
Well... It was a nice little trick, you two. But come on, McFeely. Let's get back to the museum.
All righty, I have more grass to mow. Good day. Good day to you.
Good day.
Oh, well, that was a good joke, wasn't it? Come, Lady Aberlin and Bob Brown. Let's have some fine refreshment.
So, we had a king who could fly. Lady Elaine discovered that, didn't she? It was. And we had Mr. McFeely mowing. But we said we were going to do something about mushrooms. And we didn't, did we? Well, we can. There, I'll just hang that marionette there. Do something about mushrooms at the museum go-round. Mushrooms and museum go-round. Suppose Mr. McFeely is still mowing the grass, this time very near the museum go-round, and as he comes along here, what do you suppose he finds right down here? A mushroom. Okay? Shall we make believe that? In the neighborhood of make-believe?
Oh, what a joke, what a joke. I can fly better than that king any day. What did you think, McFeely? What did you think of what he did to us, that trick?
Well, it just turned out to be a marionette after all, Lady Elaine.
That's the truth, just a marionette. Oh, brother.
Lady Elaine, look what I've found.
Well, I suppose it's a blade of grass that can fly.
No, it isn't. It's the biggest mushroom I've ever seen. Just wait a minute here, get it out. Just look at this.
Why, McFeely, it's gorgeous.
Do you want it?
Well, sure. Oh, I think I could just put it in my mushroom room. Get it? Mushroom room.
No, I get it, Lady Elaine. Well, I'll bring it around to your mushroom room.
Okay,
go.
Good.
Speedy delivery.
Mushroom room.
That was a huge mushroom, was it? Mushroom room. It's fun to play with words, don't you think? And you can use everything you know when you're making up a story. Everything. Yeah, you could make up a story about fish and a big person and a little person and an automobile. Just take that and make a story up about it. You might want to have a mushroom in your story, too. Let's see if there's many mushrooms in here. No, don't have any mushrooms. I'll call Mr. McFeely. He might use his speedy delivery service and get us some mushrooms so I can show you what they look like. You ever seen a mushroom? Mr. McFeely? Oh, I'm glad you're there.
would you be able to deliver some mushrooms to me? Good. Okay. Well, we'll just wait for you. Fine. Thank you very much. All right. Goodbye. He said he will be glad to deliver us some. Maybe while we're waiting, we could do some exercises with this. Oh, first of all, I need to tell you something. You know, there are some men and women who are able to go out in the fields and find mushrooms, the kind that are good to eat. But you and I don't know enough about mushrooms to do that. No, because there are some mushrooms that are poisonous, so you don't just pick them up and eat them. Because they could be very dangerous. Yeah. Okay, let's do our exercise. You know, this is the bottom one that's on. Now, this is the middle one that's on. And this is the top one that's on. Now, you tell me which one's flashing. Bottom, middle, or top? Middle. Bottom. Top. Middle. Bottom. Top. Right. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, there's a lot that you can find. Carefully look, look, and listen. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, there's a lot that you can learn. Carefully look, look, and listen. Some things you see are confusing, some things you hear are strange, but if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing. Carefully look, 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 and listen. Which one? This one. Oh, maybe that's Mr. McFeely. Already. Speedy delivery.
Man. Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day to
you.
Oh,
couldn't you find them?
Come right out here. Come right out here. I have for you right here.
What is this?
It's a speedy mushroom delivery. A friend of mine grows them in his basement. You know, they have to be grown in a cool, dark place. Uh-huh. And right here, these are mushrooms that are 2 weeks old in this box.
These little ones.
Right, you see, well, here's one right down here.
Boy, look how tiny they are. And these are only 2 weeks?
2 weeks old. Now, over in this box over here, these are a little over 3 weeks old, and they're almost ready to be picked.
Could I pick one?
Go right ahead.
Just pull it right. Those two came together. Look. Look at the roots there. And what does he do then when he picks them?
When they're picked, then they sell them to the stores, and that's how they look. And then you can go in the stores, and you buy them like this.
Oh, I see. Cut the roots right off.
Right off. And they package them.
Mushrooms. They're curious things, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Could I have these?
You certainly may.
That's my delivery, all right?
That's a speedy delivery for you.
Will you charge that to me?
I certainly will. I'll get these back to my friend because they shouldn't be out in the light too long.
Okay.
All righty, good day.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome. Speedy delivery.
Never expected all of those. Mr. McFeely has lots of friends. Knows places to get things. I'd like to take these to the kitchen and just cut one open for you, the way they're sometimes used. When people use them for eating.
sometimes they're just cut down like that. You can see the insides of it there. Like that? Mushrooms. But they need to be kept in a very cool place, so I guess I just keep them in here. Guess we'll use them again. Time for me to go. Take the marionette with me. Make up your own story, okay? It might have a king and a mushroom in it, and it might not. But the story you make will be your own, and that will make it good. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will do. I'll be thinking about you this weekend. Wondering what kinds of stories you'll be making up. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Take this marionette back to the Browns. King Friday, I'll just have you say, yes, you're a very special person. Exactly. I like you just the way you are. Bye.
The people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.